This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
See, this is what I mean. When we come together like this, incredible things take place. See, we connect thoughts to collect shorts. And only the strong, survive.
I love our
black people.
We are the future. It is the color of my true love's hair. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J. Dot Flam, representing the White Pan Society, and I must start by thanking you first and foremost for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me, listen to my random ramblings. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly appreciate that. It took me a minute to figure out what song I was going to play at the beginning of this joint. Like, y'all will never understand like the hours I spent on the dumbest shit. But anyway, I chose that one because it got the Nina Simone sample. Black is the color of my true love's hair. This is going to be a hair-focused episode. I wanted to do the Nina Simone sample itself, but it just wasn't hip-hop enough, so we had to go with AZ. But that's neither here nor there. Man, I got a million disclaimers to give before I start this episode. One, this is no diss to anyone, especially my ex-wife. Like, this is not in any way an indictment or anything that, you know, I feel like you doing or not doing. This is for my own informational purposes and to inform others who may have the same questions that I have and just don't know how to ask. But this is a very heavy Chef Elise sort of episode. So this is all going to be the Chef Elise report. So let's just go ahead and get started.
Out of Pepe.
Yes, sir, I am. So the idea for this came because I was at my ex-wife's house a couple weeks ago during the ice apocalypse in Austin. I was charging my phones and stuff like that. And while I was there, my ex-wife decided to do my daughter's hair. And just to give you some backstory, when my ex-wife was pregnant, I convinced her to go natural for a little bit just to, you know, not be dealing with the chemicals and all that stuff. And then the plan was for my daughter to be natural for, you know, as long as we could maintain that. Like, and not on some I felt like natural hair is better or vice versa or whatever. Just I wanted her to grow up with the idea that her hair in its natural state was fine. Yeah, that was good enough. And that if she wanted to then straighten it or do whatever else she wanted to later down the road, she could. But I didn't want her feeling like that was the only way she had to be. Like, she had to have her hair straightened in order to be acceptable or something like that. So that was the whole idea behind that. So we've been rocking that way so far. My ex-wife made it as long as she could, but that's long since been done. My daughter's still natural. But we're sitting there. My ex-wife decides to do her hair while I'm there. And she's kind of like prepping me for, I guess, what I'm about to see. She's telling me she just had a conversation with Elise about her hair journey, whatever that is. And talking about all the things that black hair can do and whatever. And while she's doing this, she's like unraveling the cord for the hot comb. And so like, I already know what's about to happen. My daughter don't like her hair being touched. And I can only imagine what it's like somebody touching your hair with a hot ass electrified piece of equipment, whatever. So I sat there and I had to watch that. And it was like the most, I'm a girl dad. So I like, it pains me to see my daughter like upset or scared or in pain or whatever. So like sitting there watching that was just horrific for me. Like at one point I got up and I'm like, do you want to hold my hand or something? Like I didn't know what to do to help her through this shit. It just seemed like it was a lot. And so at that point I realized I got a lot of questions. I need to figure some shit out about like how to be a dad with a black daughter and hair. And so I've invited three of the dopest people, podcasters I know. All black women with black hair, all have daughters and, you know, have been responsible for caring for and styling, you know, little black girls' hair. And I thought I would get their perspective on black dads and hair and ask the questions that I need to ask so I cannot be so traumatized in the future. I normally try to do individual introductions, but it's three of y'all and I'm already tired of talking. So I'm gonna pass it off to everybody individually. Let's see. Let's start with Annie. Introduce yourself. Tell the people what you got going on.
It's your girl, Savagely Humble, the host of It's a Hard Not Life podcast. Flan, I've been natural for almost 13 years now.
That's what's up.
It's been a fun journey. But them daughters, though, it's a different situation, okay? It's a different vibe. It's a different vibe.
I got you. Amron, how about yourself? We're going to get back to Amron when she gets back. Dremo, what's good with you?
What's good? I thought that was me. I'm like, oh, shit, here we go. what's good? It's your girl, Dremo, Psychopath Podcast. Definitely understand the hot comb. I have a story with that. I actually have a hot comb mark. And I've been natural for a while. I big chop a lot, though, when I'm feeling crazy. So, yeah. Natural hair guru over here. So whatever questions you got, I can answer.
I got them. While we're waiting on Amron, let me ask my first question here. Like for you guys, what do you think is a dad's place in like a black girl's hair journey? Like what role should I play? Should I have no role? I see Annie already, y'all can't see, but she's shaking her head already. I ain't even get the question out. But should I have no role whatsoever? Like, I'm not trying to have any control over it. I'm not the custodial parent. I'm not there. I don't have to do it. So, you know, I can't tell nobody what to do. But, like, is there a role that I should be playing? Is there advice you're looking for, input, support in any kind of way? What's a dad's role in a black girl's hair journey?
I was shaking my head because Amron still got that noise going on.
I feel like it all depends on like what role are you trying, like what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to participate. Like I don't want to be standoffish, because in the past that's been my MO. Like if it's something I don't want to deal with, I'll just act like I think it's wrong for me to have something to say, and I'll just let you handle that burden completely on your own, as if mm-hmm. I'm being the nice guy by stepping out the way. And, you know, letting you handle whatever it is that you need to handle. But really, I don't know what to do. And so I'm not trying to, you know, be involved in it. But I just want to figure out where I should be. Like, I'm sitting there watching this hot comb situation. And I'm like, you know, what does my little girl need? You know, what support is my ex-wife looking for in this moment? Because I feel like she might be doing this in front of me because she's looking, you know, for dad to step up and be like, be brave, or you can do it. Don't be scared. Like, I don't know. I would be scared. I was scared to death watching her do it. If somebody said they was going to put a hot comb in my head, we fighting. Like, I don't understand how y'all do that. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do or what I should do.
It's been years. I haven't. Well, I mean, like you said, like, I feel like, you know, hold her hand and stuff like that. I think that's cute because, you know, she'll feel safe. So I feel like you could play that role as far as like a physical supportive figure. But as far as like her mom doing it, you said that, you know, you're not the custodial parent. So she's like, I'm going to assume she's like mainly with the mother.
Yeah. 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 She lives with her mom.
Okay. So, that's tough. Cause it's obviously what she does is kind of like what goes, but, I guess when you're there, just moral support, like you said, you know, daddy got you, you're going to look so pretty after, you know, just give her words of encouragement, everything like that. But, yeah, it's not fun. My mother dropped the hot comb on my neck and my shoulder.
Poor little thing.
And you know, back in those days, I don't know how it is for your daughter. Did she have the one that plugged in, or was it on the stove?
Nah, yeah, she had the one that plugged in. But yeah, I got it. I grew up with a sister, so I know about the stove. I know that smell.
Yeah, that one on the stove. My mother dropped different.
My mother dropped the one that was on the stove on my neck. Literally, as soon as it touched, I'm like, you burning me a little bit. And it dropped. Literally burned. I was 5 years old. Went to school with a gauze on my neck just to have hair, like for picture day. But I had a big old keloid and I was so insecure about it. So I'm on the fence when it comes to that. I'm natural. I'm team natural. I don't believe in perms, none of that chemicals, none of that stuff. Like, I'm so against it. Like, so. But, I mean, being that the mother is, you know, doing it with your daughter, I just moral support. If you're there, daddy got you. You're going to look pretty, you know. But it's all a catch-22 with that shit, man.
Listen, in my opinion with this, when the dad is around, when the daughters is getting their hair done, it's worse. They show out. They extra like, they put on a performance. I've watched my daughters put on a performance because their dad was sitting in the room while I was doing their hair. Now, mind you, I don't do hair. I can't braid and all this shit. So they get the 1-2 ponytails and twisties and some beads, something. But I have one daughter that has coarse and coily hair, and then my other daughter has soft and like big giant curls in her hair. So I have two different hair textures. One I have to go to the fucking wall with because it's so thick, and trying to detangle it, you know. And then he like, oh my god, your hair to him. That's where the problem lies. So I think you guys need to not be there, because when they see y'all, like, oh my god, you're hurting her. Now they are more like, yeah, you know, they going through the motions. I can attest to
that. My little cousin and does,
like,
that.
She's like, hey. Oh my gosh, I'm like, you wasn't doing this before he came here, but why? But for a dad, like, when I was growing up, my dad used to try to put ponytails in my hair. Granted, he knew how to brush it up and put a little hair tie on it, but it was tragic. You know, it just looked like he tried. I've seen men that could do their daughter's hair. If you're not trying to do the hair, the only thing I tell you to do, Flynn, is just buy the accessories. Bobos, beads, barrettes, what ribbons, whatever, you know, your daughter like for her hair, bow, you know, bows and stuff, buy that. But as far as do not be in the room, I feel like being in the room fucks the whole mold up. Because I'm like, for me, anyway, and my daughter's father is, like you said, he's a girl dad. He see somebody scrape their fingertip, and he like, oh my god, baby, are you okay? And I'm like, bro, come on now, son. Like, stop playing.
Yeah, no, she was.
She gonna be good in 2 seconds.
She was definitely. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if she was doing extra because I was there, but it was a show. It was quite the show. Like, she was shaking, and it was a lot. And it was.
How old is she again? 7.
That's so funny. That's hilarious.
7. Yeah. Oh yeah, she was.
My
showing
little cousin
up.
Does that.
She was showing up because my daughter's 8 and 6, and they do that. Yeah. They show out. For sure.
Daddy, hold my hand.
The whole point of me
hold
going over
hand.
There was like,
I
charge my phone. I ended up giving her my phone so she could play a game. I'm trying to distract her or something. Just whatever I can do to help you get through this. Because in my mind, I'm like,
but my daughter's still a baby.
This is traumatic. Like, if I know if somebody said, if I saw somebody heating up a piece of metal and then bringing it toward my head, like, I don't understand. I don't understand how you expect anyone, especially a child, to sit there and be still and allow that to happen.
Listen.
It's a rite of passage.
Rite of passage.
Let her. She'll man up.
She will. She'll get there for sure. But again, you guys make it worse because you being all hurt, butt hurt about her getting her hair done because she butt hurt. Now she like, shit, if my daddy hurt, come on now. I'm hurt too. Yeah.
I got it. You validate
her hand.
A little bit of that. Like, so now I have a reason to be upset because daddy upset too.
Yeah. Oh,
that
yeah.
Makes sense, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how do you get over that fear of, like, as a little girl, like, how do you get over the fear of a straightening comb? Like, is there a strategy to that? Is there something I could do to help her, like, not be terrified?
No, there's no strategy, my boy. There's no
I
way
have never
for
used
as
one.
An adult. If I had
after that.
Listen, if I didn't have locks and somebody was like a hot comb, I'd still be traumatized. Like, you about to do what with this shit? Hold on.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
She'll be all right. But you got to learn to get your hair pressed.
Yeah,
she'll
I
be
mean,
good.
She just got to learn how to
I
not
got burned
move.
At 5.
When you move is when you get burned. When you move, that's how you get burned. If you stay still.
But when it gets too close to the ear, it's
you can't
little sis a little bit. That's what happened to me.
When you, it's just a little heat, baby. She's not being burned, just a little heat.
No.
So it feel like that. My mom used to tell me, it's just the heat, and I would have burns in my head.
Flynn, for me, I never got over it. I got burnt at 5. I'm 32. I never used the hot comb in my hair after that.
For that real, shit was you never like even going to like the Dominicans and got like a blowout?
Oh, I mean,
because the blowout, yeah, the
it's that shit is that hotter, worse. But
that heat's worse.
Very rare though. I mean, I went. I could count on one hand how many times I went to the Dominicans. And the last time I went to the Dominicans, I was what. The Lil Wayne, like, the Carter 3 had just came out. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Like that long.
Oh, man. Yeah. People who judge time by albums. That shit is hilarious to me. Yeah. I know what year it was because Jay-Z had just dropped that.
For sure.
It was 2008, sure. If you want to know the year. I was like 17. That's the last time. Mm-mm.
That's definitely like a great verification of time frame.
I got you. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Let you know how long ago it was.
So, I mean, just to see the things... Because I hear y'all talking about the Brazilian blowout and that being maybe worse than the hot comb. So I see the things that, like, black women have to go through to get their hair in whatever shape they want it to be in. Like, to me, there's got to be some extreme pressure to you know, make me decide. Like, I know this is about to be an experience I don't want, but I'm going to do it because I need my hair to look like this. Like, where does that come from? And what can I do to maybe ease some of that for my daughter so she don't feel like she has to do it? She do it because she wants to, but I don't want her to feel like she has to do it.
Well, in this day and age, social media, but I mean, I totally want to go there, but I'm going to just go there a little bit. You know, the European look, they as far as like the straight hair, like you said, like a lot of people think if you have straight hair, you look quote unquote better. So a lot of people go through extremes to get their hair straight. Like, that's why I think the pressure has like came from a lot. And then now we got social media and everything when it comes to that. So that's like my take on that. And what you could do for it to, I mean, I don't know. It's hard. Yeah, I think about that with my daughter too. Like, what can we do? Yeah.
Right. To me, it's more of a maintenance with taking care of your hair. Because even if we're not using the hot comb, we still got to do something. Like, my daughter had... I personally have real coily hair. Like, I have coily, coarse hair. So, if I don't do something to it, it's going to tangle. Yeah. So, even in the state of me not straightening my hair, because I haven't put heat in my hair in years, like, I still have to braid my hair and do something to it. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, you know, you got to get your hair done. This is what we got to do. Man up. This is part of life. We got to do something. Even if it's not heat, we gonna braid it, we gonna ponytail it, we gonna puff it, something. I think it's just a part of growing up. And I think, I don't know, I started going to get my hair done at like six or seven, but that's when I started getting like perms. Like going to the salon and seeing like the older women do it, it kind of felt like I was a big girl too. And I think, like, with my daughter, because she goes to, like, a salon to get her hair braided, like, this is just what we do as women. Like, we all in here, we gonna laugh, I'm gonna get this hair washed, I make sure I go to one of those.
she said one of those.
We go, yep, I can get my nails painted here, too, and it's an experience. So I guess kind of, like, the same thing as, like, the little boy barbershop experience, this is kind of what women have.
I agree with that. Little girls feel a little different when they're at the beauty salon. I've witnessed that with my own. They flip out like when I do their hair. I take them to go get their hair braided or whatever. What? They let her wash their hair, no worries, blow dry it, no worries, no itch, no abs. I'm like, bro, what am I doing wrong?
It's just me at this point, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, is it me? Like, what's happening? But, well, like, Amron, I got a perm. Like, with Amron, I love the whole natural thing with children. Like, let your kids' hair be free. I got a perm at 5, like Amron was saying, and I lost all my edges. You know what I'm saying? My mom fucked me up. All my edges came out, so from that point, I only got braids after that. So now I had to sit between somebody. But listen, I had to sit between somebody's legs and braid it with their knuckles. So it felt like I was being punched in my head every time I got my hair braided. So either way, Flame, straightening, braided, twisted, I don't care what you do. It's going to be some sort of pain that unfortunately daddy cannot ease. Because beauty is pleasure. Beauty is pain, I mean.
So like, my mom used to say that all the time. Because my mother did my hair a lot. My mother did. That's why I do my daughter's hair a lot. Like, I do all the styles because I'm really into all that. Mm-hmm. But, like, I want to refer back to the perms. Also, too, like, I got my first perm at 5. You know, I like the long. Oh, my hair is long. But I feel like a lot of Black women, they just perm the hair and then that's it. Like, they don't, you don't know, you got to, like, take care of it, too. Take, you know, you can't just be wearing ponytails and keep continuously putting heat on it after the perm, too. It just falls out. My hair fell out tremendously after getting the perm. Then you get in there every 6 weeks, touched up, and, yeah, I'm not doing this to my daughter.
Glenn, I think your episode just changed.
If she comes in with a perm, I think I'm going to kick her out if she comes in with a perm. I'm sorry. I'm anti.
Nigga said I'm going to kick her out, too. You're like, yeah, nah, you got to leave. You can't even stay here no more.
Dudes need to hear this. They need to know that Black women experience trauma that don't even have nothing to do with us, but they start experiencing it at like age 5. They just be going through shit.
For sure.
And so that woman that you met, that's not all another dude's fault. That
it could be her mom's fault,
a whole lot of people's fault.
Got stabbed in your head.
What'd you say, Amara?
You never got an S curl? Like that comb through stuff?
I'm blackity black. We don't do S curls where I'm from. Let me go to school with an S curl and see what happened to me if I try to walk up in.
My brothers used to get those shits all the time.
A texturizer? If you was the dude with the texturizer.
And then, like,
that was it for you.
Nah, only niggas who got texturized was the mixed niggas where I was at.
That's them Alvin Shores, Chico DeBarge ass niggas. Like, I was not. I'm not Chico. I couldn't pull that off.
You said the Chico DeBarge ass niggas. Yeah, my brothers got a couple. I done seen some niggas with some shit slicked back and it didn't curl up. I'm like, damn, bro, you fucked up. So men have those situations, but men have to understand that women go through a lot with their hair, even ones that's natural and don't get it straightened. That's even more to take care of than getting your hair straightened and shit like that. The products is more expensive.
Hard.
You know, to keep it maintained and not look all wild and crazy. It's a lot. That's why I said accessories, playing by the accessories and the hair products. Find out what hair products your wife use. Keep them shits on deck. I think that's the best thing a dad could do.
Okay.
Other than that, ain't nothing else you could do.
I'm hearing that. I'm learning.
And pay for it to get done. Right, Amara. But other than that, all you're going to do is
hold hands while you're there.
You're going to be crying with her. That's it.
Because, yeah, I mean, I don't know if y'all understand, like, because I heard you try to compare it to, like, you know, the little boy experience going to the barbershop to going to the salon. No. Nothing. What y'all describing, I have no frame of reference, nothing at all to compare to any of that shit. I didn't like getting my hair cut when I was a little kid, but that's like a 30, 45 minute in and out tops type situation. That ain't no all day, a bunch of different stuff happening to your head. You can't see what's happening. Hot combs, chemicals. No, it's a dude with some clippers, and you out of there. Like, you know, if you could just chill for a minute, it's done. This sounds like a whole different experience that I have nothing to compare it to. Like, this is eye opening for me. But what I'm also hearing from y'all is
the wonders as Black women go through to look good. I tell you.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out how I can relieve some of that pressure for her at 7. Like, I want her to care about her appearance. Like, I don't want her just looking like she. You know, we in Texas, so she goes to a school that's like, it's not a whole lot of Black kids at the school, and if she go there looking crazy. You know what they're gonna do? Like they waiting for a reason to be like, oh, she's underprivileged or something. You know, they waiting to call CPS or something on it. So,
have you there's this documentary with Chris Rock called.
Yeah. See, that's what got me what like anti perm stuff. Like that's what I was trying to. I think I watched that before.
Did you watch it with her? I think that would be good.
I don't know if my daughter would understand it just yet. But I mean, yeah, it's something we could. She probably wouldn't sit through it. Like she gonna sit through the first 15 minutes and be like, "What's up with SpongeBob? What's happening with Patrick?"
If you get 15, that's great. If you get 15 out of her, that'd be awesome.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, that's definitely like a really good documentary that like really explains a lot and goes into different you know, like just details right. of just how black women, what we do with our hair. So I would love to, you know, if my, when my daughter gets big enough, because you guys talk about things I haven't experienced yet. You know, my daughter's only about to be two. So I make a little ass sit down. Like, do you sit down?
she sit your ass here.
Yeah. But I mean, want to do a little certain little hairstyle. She move a lot too. So I do what I can, but I actually enjoy doing hair. I like doing my own hair, painting nails. I don't know if she ever gonna get the, salon treatment. If that's the problem, if she does, her dad better pay for it because I ain't doing it. If I'm doing it myself.
Is I don't know. It's
I really could though. I could
just
do hair.
Factored like, into
know,
the
could,
budget.
Yeah. You definitely got put in your budget.
You just factored. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but her friend, dad I just think empowering her at whatever state her hair is in is the best thing you can do. Perfect. So even when it's not done, when she's going through, you know, her rough day. Just love it on her rough day and have her love her hair on her rough day. Because I think that was the biggest thing for me. Because when I went natural the first time, it wasn't on purpose. It was because I tried to give myself, remember that Rihanna umbrella bob? Ella. Yeah. So this was during a time where YouTube, beginning of YouTube University. So I was like, if I get this mirror in the back, I can definitely do this bob myself. I'm not going to pay this lady $80 for this bob, and I fucked my hair up. So I had to go pay her anyway, and she was like, ma'am, like, your hair is messed up. Like, when I cut, because it was so short in the back, she's like, you want to go natural? Like, I think that'll be a great experience for you to love your curl pattern. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, after a few tears, why not? But I did the wigs, the weaves, the all the braids. But just loving her hair and whatever it is all you
can do. I agree.
Yeah, because you mentioned that she goes to a school where there's not a lot of black kids. And she's seven, so I'm sure she's like, you know, in the phase where she's like running around a lot and just not really caring too much about her parents right now. So she's going to school looking good, but she's coming home looking a little rough.
Looking like a different child.
I'm not sure if that's what's... Yeah, like, you know, I know I did these ponytails right in your head. What's going on?
It'd be
like,
mulching,
you know,
all kinds of shit up in there when she comes home. Crazy.
Yeah.
Man, listen.
So just to piggyback off what Amron said, definitely just love up on her and that. Like, because, you know, a lot of moms are like, what happened? Like, that could kind of, like, bring the confidence down, too. Like, you know, I was playing, you know.
I'm one of those moms where I have to stop myself sometimes. But it's like, dang, that's not how I sent you out this house. You come back looking unloved.
For sure.
Like, I don't know what happened.
That's like them pictures they posted the first day of school, how they went to school and how they looked when they came home. Everybody looks disgruntled, cold, messed up. Shorty ponytail was over here from over here. It's like, you don't know, but even with your daughter going to a school with that, you know, is predominantly white, she's going to see those kids' hair being straight and long. So that's what I'm actually dealing with my 8-year-old. She's like, I want my hair to be long. I want my hair to be straight. I'm like, sis, your hair is long. Actually, she just have that shrinkage. And I'll be trying to explain to both of them. I'm like, shrinkage is real. Just because your hair look this short don't mean that it's this short. Because when I wash it, detangle it, and blow it out, it's down her middle of her back type stuff, and she just don't understand that as a black girl, this is what your hair is going to do. It's not going to stay long and straight like your white counterparts that you see at school. So I'm going back and forth with her on that. I'm like, my 8-year-old going to be like, buy me some bundles in a minute. I could see that happening so she could have long, straight hair. Like, I see it. So, I'm just preparing myself for that. Brace yourself for that, too, because,
Yeah, but it's a different time, though. Cool. Bundles. Yeah, bundles come out now in middle school. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the new age is, like, 12. Like, 12, for 13. Sure. You could start getting a 10-inch or something. Like, it's wild.
We're not doing that. But, yeah, plan.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's a lot.
I'm trying to come up with creative things. Like, you know, hey, your hair, it's not... It don't fall like theirs because, you know, our hair defies gravity. Like, we're creative.
There we go.
Their hair don't. You know what I mean? You gotta make it sound good. Like,
I like that.
Because I'm very natural. Like, I am, like I said, she come up with a perm, she's out of here. Like, yeah. I'm dead ass serious. Like, I'm sorry to anybody listening up there. I have nothing against it. I'm just...
Listen, I have
like Amara said, I had a perm.
I feel like all my kids should have
Bald.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
I feel like all my kids should have locks because I have locks. I feel like it'd be, I mean, locks, don't get it twisted. Locks is a lot to maintain as well, but I just feel like my life would be easier if they both had locks. I tried to do the locks. I should have did it when they was little. I tried to get my daughter locks just a few months ago. And she was like, this is ugly. I gotta take it out. My hair is not like, oh my God. She hated it because once I braided it up, of course it was short. And I'm like, but you gotta wait. I'm trying to tell her, like, you see how long mommy hair is? Yours is almost as long as mine. And you just starting. You just gotta wait till it fully lock up. She's like, it's just ugly. It's not neat. It's not. I'm like, oh, well. And now she's back to doing her thing. You know, you're going to go through different phases. That's the biggest commitment I'm scared of. Yeah, you're going to go through different phases. Your daughter's going to have all type of ups and downs when it comes to hair. She's going to pull an Amron on you for sure, do something to her hair she ain't had no business doing.
I was in the
Damn it.
I don't know if that's worse, but like, see, I was trying to save $80. Yeah.
I mean, but again, it all falls in. You
I've
just
always
have
been
to support
versatile with my hair at all. It's crazy.
You just gotta support her for sure.
Definitely support.
I think, and y'all gotta know that, like, again, men don't have an equivalent. I have never experimented with my hair in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I've been getting the same cut.
You never did like a zigzag part or like a star or like a flan.
No, I've been getting the same
a blonde patch,
a flan on the side.
No, I've been getting the same cut for like
no blonde patch
30 years, man. Like me and my barber don't, we talk about everything but my haircut. I go in there, he know exactly what the fuck to do. He don't even show me the mirror afterward. I know we got that kind of relationship.
No,
like, I know what you about to do. You know
yeah,
what I want.
You're not trying to get no braids.
Hell no. I can't go through the growing my hair out phase.
I feel like every dude tried at least once. Dang, yo, you are.
I can't go through. I can't go through that growing my hair out phase. Like that. I guess that would be the closest I would ever come to experiencing what y'all are talking about. Like, I can't let my hair grow longer than this. Like, you give me a couple weeks without a haircut and I'm miserable. I gotta go. Like, I gotta get in there.
Oh, so you're kind of bougie. Okay.
He bougie.
I'm clean cut.
So you've
not
never
bougie.
Done
don't
type
stop putting
of...
that label on me. Clean cut. That's what
I'm saying.
No,
it's not
color,
all of being bougie.
No flair. No nothing.
This is yeah, I'm saying I get the razor with the scissors on the top and all that. I guess that's my flair.
Do you get like the white
line? I don't do no white. I don't need no chalk outline on my head. Like, what is, it's not a crime scene.
Nigga's dead. He just killed your shit. Hey.
You do the eyebrows?
No. I'm very much a dude. Like, I'm
Draymond's trying you.
Hey, dog.
Nope. I know dudes who do it. I mean, they're Hispanic.
I go in the barbershop.
The only niggas
I go in the barbershop. I say, even all over, keep it dark. That was the instructions. That's it.
Yo,
and they know exactly
I ain't even
what
mad
to
at that though. That's DC living though, for sure. For yeah, sure.
I can't do all that crazy stuff.
So Flynn, you should do color. You should do like a
line
of color.
41 years old, Amron.
even
that's
better.
What I'm saying.
Even better time to do it.
That's why
I'm waiting for the gray so I can have the salt and pepper. I can be all distinguished and all that good shit. Like, I'm waiting for that. Like, I don't know what's taking so long.
Flynn, when you get the salt and pepper, they're going to be on here.
I might hop off the porch. I might.
Yeah, did you,
But, I mean, again, it just all boils down to being supportive of whatever she want to do, as long as it's not, you know, out of pocket, out of line, or some wild and crazy stuff. You just got to go with the flow, for real, when it comes to her. Because, again, it's her hair, it's her head. Nobody really, truly, honestly, could determine what to do with it. But for now, but once she get older, you're going to be like, girl, you is not...
You
gonna be like
herself.
What?
Yeah.
But it again, right? It's a form of expression. You gotta look at hair as how somebody express who they are, how they, you know, how they is. Draymond says she do a big chop. Sometimes when you do a big chop, it's to cut off all the BS that was going on in your life when you had that hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a you know, a rebirth of you. I cut my hair, locked my hair for what? Just because I felt like I needed a new situation. You know what I'm saying? And even with me having locks, people was like, oh, you're not going to keep it because you like to do your hair different. I have my hair, I'm going on 13 years with locks. And every time I see a person that said that, I'm like, yeah, what's up? I do like to change my hair. You know how I change it? I have all type of different colors in my hair. So I'm different every time you see me.
Yeah.
It's just got to let her locks. Be. For sure.
Just afraid. I'm afraid just because. I don't know why I'm afraid. I've been bald headed, skin bald.
I've like. Been bald too. Let me ask you literally, this point. I know you don't know too much, but did you pay attention to like the hair products that she was using? Or can you describe like your daughter's hair texture, anything like that? Okay. See? That's why I asked.
I have
He didn't know what he was looking at.
I was just focused on the tears. But now, you know, she comes swimming when she comes over here with me. So I have like the leave-in conditioner and stuff like that to like put in her hair after she gets out the pool. I had her in there with one of them swim caps
what
on.
What brand?
See, Draymond, why you got to ask? You couldn't just let me live.
It's really levels to it. Though. I'm a natural guru. Too, so. I swear.
I don't know. It's a purple bottle. So it's the one I think I see on every black woman's bathroom counter.
It's Aussie, that's good. Aussie's pretty good.
With the kangaroo?
It might have a kangaroo on it. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That's cool.
I like the conditioner. I don't like the shampoo, no. But the conditioner is good for me. But the thing with being natural or even just perm or whatever, it's levels to hair products. Mm-hmm. You just can't use one and be like, oh, that doesn't work for my hair. Because that whatever doesn't work for your hair may not, you know, may work for somebody else's hair. Yeah, but I think, I don't know if, about everybody else, but I think maybe we all could probably agree that Cantu just don't work for none of our nigga hair. Like, I'm just saying. That's just me.
So, I disagree. Wait a minute. I disagree 100%. I use Cantu Kids on my kids. The shampoo, the leave-in conditioner, and a detangler.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's
the first. So Cantu, it works with them really well. And Shea Moisture works with them really well as well.
I like Shea Moisture.
It depends which one with the Shea Moisture, though.
It's the whichever one looks like peachy and something, hibiscus and something.
I know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
I'm glazing over at this point.
I know. You don't know what the hell's going on. It's definitely different levels to the product. But like Draymond said, everything don't work for everybody. So you have to go through different products to see which one mesh well with your hair texture. That's another thing that men don't understand is every woman has a different hair texture. We all don't have the same hair. Up underneath them wigs or underneath them weaves. Everybody got a different hair texture.
Them bonnets.
Or them bonnets.
And right. You may have a different hair texture in the front of your head and then the back of your head is different too. Like,
true.
It's real.
True.
I swear to God, I'm serious. It's like, my hair in the front is loose curl, but in the back is tight curl. And I'm just like, this is why I cut the shit. Like, I just can't. I'm over it. I hate it, like, sometimes. But
y'all are the real MVPs, man. This shit is too much already.
Flan, you writing this down?
Don't embarrass me on my own show.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's recorded. It's recorded.
Right, it's recorded. Yes, right. It's recorded. It's recorded.
Just make sure you go back and listen to it and start writing shit down.
That was the whole plan.
Shut up.
I say, here's a question for you.
But it really is levels, because even if it works that moment, it may not work again in 2 weeks.
That's
true. It's really expensive and dumb sometimes too. But
here's a question for you, because
anti-perms.
When she was really young, we was trying to do the natural hair. I mean, she's still natural, but when I was more heavily involved, like, we found her first little hairstylist at my barbershop. At the barbershop I went to, there was a lady that did like hair, and she specialized in kids' hair. And then she got her own shop, so we started taking her there. And
God bless her.
You know, it's a drive for my ex-wife now, so she kind of doesn't want to go all the way out there and do that kind of stuff. She's trying to do it herself, and that's becoming a struggle. So I offered when I was there. I'm like, well, if it's too much for you, I can take her. You know, I'm willing to make that a part of, you know, my daughter and I's visits. Like, that could just be a part of our visit. You know, when you come to see dad, we're gonna go run, you know, to the hair salon, and we're gonna do that whole thing, get some ice cream, whatever. You know, make it a whole day. Would you be comfortable with, you know, your children's father, like, making hair decisions? Like, he's the one that takes them to the salon. He may be answering the questions, in the salon about what they want to do, that kind of stuff. Like, would you be, if he's paying for it and he's willing to put the legwork in?
Yep.
My daughter's father schedules their appointment for their hair braiding.
Okay.
Found the person, you know what I'm saying? Because we in a place where we don't know nobody. So he found this particular person. He schedules their appointments. He take them to go get their hair done. You know, I don't have no issue with that because guess what? It's something I ain't got to do. So if you about to take that stress off of me, please. I don't even care if it's your girlfriend. Somebody do it besides me.
Yeah, that's true too.
So, I agree. Have no problem with that. Mm-mm.
I agree, and I also don't have an issue. However, I like to do hair. So, I do my daughter's hair. I make sure she looks, I will never send it to her dad and her hair ain't done. But if it ain't and he decides to get her hair done, I won't be mad either. But I like doing hair. I always, like I said, always in my own hair. I always experiment in hair. I done fucked my hair up plenty of times for me to get it right. Grandma, so.
We got it. You do hair.
Yeah. I'm just saying, the beauty salon, I'm not, listen.
Guess what?
If he want to do it, but
so shit, take
nine
them,
times
please.
Out of ten, he probably doesn't have to.
Look, I just asked them this morning, done. Hey, can you make them an appointment this weekend so they get their hair pretty? Because I'm tired of doing hair.
Simple.
Now, who want to make me an appointment? I'll definitely say hell yeah. But hey, for all that you do, you want to get your hair done? Like, yeah, yeah,
for sure.
I actually do. Because even though I like to do it, I don't want to do my own shit. But
it's not about you tonight. God,
I'm sorry.
Now, my ex-wife got a whole husband. Damn, that's his issue. He can take care of that. I got to worry about my little girl.
Yeah. That's a fact right there. Now that's his problem. He can get that done. Yeah.
What were you saying, Amara?
Oh, I was just saying I agree with Annie. I don't do hair neither, Draymo, but
it's all right. That's everybody,
pay for it, take her, support her, please. Sit down, play on your phone, please. While she get her hair done, so I don't have to go again. And sit there myself.
I think it'd be a good bonding moment too. Like, that's a great bonding moment
for sure
for a father and a daughter as well.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm potentially getting myself into, but
just start that's making it. The appointments and be like, listen, shit. I don't like to be called a baby mama, and I was about to call a baby mama, but listen here, lady. We got this appointment. We gonna go get this hair done, okay? Don't even worry about it. She gonna be straight. Make sure you get a good enough style that'll last at least 2 weeks.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So you don't have to worry about having to get it done often. So get a good braid in or whatever, and just make sure her mom keep her hair tied up, and you'll be good. Every 2 weeks is perfect.
Do you think her mother would be upset if you would take her to get her hair done?
I don't know. I mean, I brought it up when I was there as an option, because she was saying that's why she doesn't go to that lady anymore, because she has a new baby now, and it's just a lot for her taking everybody out there and waiting hours. And it's all right, I could do that. Because I'm just, I'm trying to figure out where I fit, what can I do, what my role should be, I'm just trying to make sure I'm doing my part. Because I don't want to be that dude that y'all talking about. Like, he don't never do nothing. He just in here. He sit here watching me put this hot comb in her head, 2 hours, she crying. He ain't offered to do nothing. I'm just trying to make sure, I'm trying to get ahead of the game and make sure I'm doing what I need to do or what I should be doing.
Don't put the hot comb in her hair, please.
I'm not. You can't bring a hot comb in my house. I'm going to have a metal detector at the front door.
No, my God. No hot comb over here, please.
No hot combs in here.
But now, salon situation would be the best. And then, especially with her mom having a new baby, that will relieve that stress off of her with you going to get her hair done. Yep. So now she don't have to worry about, damn, I got to do baby girl hair. And then I got to worry about a baby crying at the same time. So now I got to stop, go here. You know what I'm saying? So that definitely 100% would be like the best way for you to help when it comes to the hair thing. Just go ahead. I got her. She's going to get her hair done this weekend. Once you come over here, don't even worry about it.
Gotcha. Now, is there any scenario where you'd be comfortable. Like, because my mom bought me a book. You know, I was talking to my mom about it, and y'all are mean when it comes to like little girls and hair. I'm talking to my mom. This is my mother, and I'm expecting that she's gonna hear like the pain in her son's voice from having to watch his daughter, you know, had his high comb in her hair, and she just went straight into, you know, just mean, and she ain't even that type of grandmother. She just went straight into angry black woman mode. Well, she just gonna have to get over it because that's just what it's gonna be. I was like, sure. God damn, she's seven.
That's how they go, boy. No, that's how that go, period. Listen, I used to get cracked in the knuckles with brushes and combs and shit. Be still. Motherfucker got your head yanking it this way because you done went this way. Oh, that's why I say take your kid.
About it don't hurt when it does hurt.
Take your kid to the salon because the salon people ain't about to be hijacking your children. Take them kids to the salon because... You can fuck somebody up in the salon, but you know, her mother, you, because of the child in the salon, but her mama, you like, God damn, come on. You thinking it in your head, but you're like, I don't want no issues right now. I done been cracked with all type of shit.
Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah. No.
I agree with everything your mom said, but the hot cone, like I said, because I got burnt.
Yo, this is a real big trauma. This hot cone, please.
Do you see tomorrow?
We're gonna have a hot comb.
Oh, you probably ain't gonna be able to see
comb episode.
It felt like boom.
Y'all need
boom.
To heal. Like, I need to heal. Get this shit out.
Yeah, we're gonna have an episode with other people that have been burnt by hot comb, so we can just let y'all heal.
You're right, need a support group. I don't think I ever healed from that. Because my mother's like, she says moved on to fly irons after that. I'm like, the shit is still hot. Lady, what the? It don't burn, you know. It's just a little. It's just the grease. Like no,
it is just the grease. Like, but come on, it was just the grease.
It is the grease.
It was just the grease and the heat from the grease heating up. 97% of the time, half of the time they was fucking burning the shit out of you. But again. The pain that you have to go through to be beautiful is...
You know what's real when they make the... You know what's make that noise?
Yeah.
Bitch, it's sizzling. You like, did my hair
that
come
shit
off?
Is... You see the smoke? Like, that's not normal, but it's normal, if that makes sense.
Yo, it is tragic pain. Take your baby to the hair salon. Just don't even worry about
it. Yeah.
So mom bought me a book.
They're specialized in...
She bought me a book that's supposed to be for like dads to learn how to do like natural hairstyles. Mm-hmm. Is there any situation where you would be comfortable with, you know, the father of your children deciding, hey, I ain't got it this week. I'm going to try to do this myself.
So, okay.
What my baby look like? What
hold
my baby
on.
Look like?
My kid's father.
Yeah.
With my oldest daughter, he went and bought a flat iron.
Oh, shit.
And was like, I'm going to wash her hair and flat iron it and then do it. I'm like, what? So mind y'all, I'm at work, okay? I'm at work. And I'm like, you going to do what? I'm like, yeah, nah. I come home, he in there sizzling my baby up. He flat ironing her hair. So when he got done flat ironing it, I'm like, well, what the fuck did you flat iron? Because it's still puffy and shit. I'm like... You lightly touched it or something. Like, what did you have it on? 203? Like, I had so many questions. And so, like I said, I do, like, little twisties. Like, remember how the brat used to wear her shit back in the day? My kids get those. Mm-hmm. So, he did that to her hair and then attempted to do
that's
that.
The ultimate black girl hairstyle.
Yeah, for sure. He attempted to do that, and I'm like, bro, they was all loose and shit. I'm like, nigga.
Oh, he tried.
Cause he didn't want to do it tight. He didn't want to do it tight because he like, I didn't want to hurt her. I'm like, nah, my boy. So I gave him A for effort for sure, but I'm like, yeah, don't do that again.
But if I'm not cool with,
I was running late one time.
If I'm not cool with the tears and the all that, I just better not try. Just leave it
alone. Yeah, nah. Let it go.
Let that be.
Yeah, I was late one time. Like, I was running late, and then I'm like, I'm like, just wet her hair, do a little fro. Like, it's going to look a little crazy, but, you know, whatever. He tried to do some ponytails, and I was like, you should have just did the fro.
Yo.
Because they was just. It was loose. It was coming out. And then she likes to play with her hair. I'm just like, do the fro. Like, cause,
like I said to y'all, my dad tried to brush me up and put a ponytail. It was still frizzy and everything and stuff. I just actually, I'm like, can you brush one of the, because I had to do both of their hair one morning before they went to school because he take them to school. I'm like, all right, can you brush one person's hair while I do the other? He was like, huh? I said, never mind, man. Never mind. I got it. I said, fuck it. Because we was running late. I'm like, now. I'm like, can you? And I gave him the easy one. Just a little water, spray her up, and brush it. He was like, yeah, you know. I don't know. I'm like,
I guess the only good thing for me as well, my daughter's grandmother from him, she does hair too. So it's if it's ever like a time and she's there, I'm like, oh, tell your mother do some quick points on us real quick. You know, I was slacking this morning. So, you know, her hair is always kind of like almost done most of the time. But there's been times.
Oh, it's a foreign concept. Like, the first time we put that brush in the hair and like their whole head moved back, like, oh no, that's it. I ain't doing it.
Wait, you're like, wait, did it just move with the brush? Oh yeah, no, nah, I'm straight. Oh, I'm straight. No.
I'm not trying that again.
Can't fuck with that one, man. Friend, stop the madness.
Yeah, the salon is for you.
Yeah,
salon
is
the way to go.
But I'm just saying, like, Flynn, what are you gonna practice on, a mannequin head? Like, there we go. I'm not about to.
I was on somebody's podcast and they were talking about going to a dude's house and he had like mannequin heads in his closet or something like that. I'm like, nah, bro, that's a serial killer. Wait, I'm not. What? Yeah. Can't be me.
Did he just say he's a serial killer?
Yeah. If you got a mannequin head, like, if you a dude mannequin, like, with mannequin heads in your closet, you on the spectrum or
is
something.
Is he a cosmetologist? I don't know. On the spectrum. I work with the people on the spectrum. Oh my god!
Not on the spectrum. I'm not gonna lie. Nah, he was a killer.
I know this. Sure. The people on the spectrum. My fault. I apologize.
He was a killer.
It's funny. Okay. I'm just like.
He was definitely a killer. Like, why did you have mannequins? Was he a hairstylist? Like, I have so many questions after.
That's what I'm saying. Was he a cosmetologist? Like.
I mean, you know, growing up at
the
time,
he just had him there chilling.
Growing up, the time I grew up, the only dudes that was cosmetologists was not the dudes that was looking for women. Yeah. Like,
he didn't know how to say that just now. He was like, you know, not this way, but that way.
I don't know. My mom had a hairstylist when I was little, and his name was Reggie. And Reggie was straight at me. Like, I'm like 87% sure.
See how you're not 100% sure?
Oh,
you
nah.
See how
you're not 100%? Nah,
Amron. Because I was a child. Pretty big. I'm like, that's a 87 is pretty. It's
13%, like Draymond said. That's a really, really large percentage of not being sure if that man was straight or not. So, because you said that, he was not.
Cause this guy at my job and he got a wife. Like, he got a wife. I'm like, nah, that's a cover up. That motherfucker like dick.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry.
Oh god. Oh man, I got some editing to do tonight.
Oh my god.
My apologies. But yeah, he
Now Flynn, you know you talk to us. It don't never go where it's supposed to go. It's going to go somewhere left anyway. Oh shit, Draymond.
Now, we stayed on topic pretty well for this one. So what I'm getting is, you know, be supportive. Let her know she's beautiful all the time, no matter what her hair looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Hit up the salon. Yes. Contribute in that way, and otherwise. Just stay in my lane. Stay the fuck out of it.
Yeah, do
ready for the
shit.
Tears, do daddy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. I'm going to try.
But I will not judge you if you do try to do ponytails. Like, I think that's cute, too.
Nah,
but
I mean, I'm good. I think I'm going to stay out of it.
Don't sit at a school. All right,
so listen, though. So you guys know, what's the boy name? Ice Mike or whatever, light-skinned dude, fully tatted. He always doing his daughter hair on Instagram. And it started when he first started. He was like, okay. Now he be laying the hell out of shorty hair. And I'm like, well, dang, okay, pops, I see you. But most men don't have that patience to be slicking down the hair. He had the toothbrush getting her swoops going. I said, oh, nah, he got so invested in it now that he know how to do all type of stuff. But again, most men is not sitting there. They don't have the patience for that.
That's sexy.
I mean, it's dope.
I think that's it's hot. Cute.
It's dope, but most
that's
men.
That's sexy, Emerald.
Look, he like, oh, shit, I'm about to work. Flynn said, never mind, I'm about to learn how to do it.
What's his percentage? Like, for real?
Oh, he's straight as hell.
I would take that.
Yeah, he's 100% straight. But
he might have froze. Y'all might
I just want to know what his percentage was. Like, what was his percentage?
Oh, his percentage is 100.
I'm going to be... But Draymo, you might be sleeping on your man. Your man might just be a little bit more feminine than what you thought.
I don't got a man.
He's basking in his feminine energy.
No, I mean, like, no. Like, my daughter's father, like, he'll try if I, you know.
I mean, that's the best part about it, though. At least you try and not just be like, whatever, I ain't about to do it. It is what it is.
If I'm like running late, like, you know, I'm not a morning person, so sometimes I sleep to the last minute to the part. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to be late for work type situation. I know I didn't do it here the night before. And, you know, it gets real. Being a mom is just real. Anyway. Lord. So, there's times he has, you know, dinner hair looks crazy, but he will try. But if his mother is home when he gets to her house, then she's the one who would do it.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to find my space in this world, because it seems like it's a very important part of a little black girl's life is this hair journey. That's a term I just learned, so I'm gonna overuse it now. But yeah, I just don't.
It's a real term. It really is.
It is. Mm-hmm. But Flynn, I was just thinking about something. If she's at a school with not a lot of people that look like her, honestly, she can do what she want with her hair. They're not gonna know. Because my mom has tried some shit and fucked me up and sent me to school. And I went to the school where, you know, I was the only black girl in the class. And my classmates had no idea that these cornrows were fucked up. They didn't know.
That is true. Because I went to a school with a whole bunch of niggas. And when your shit was fucked up, you got teased. So,
you were called out.
Yeah, like, you were called out. You are so out. Right. So, you know what? Fuck it, man. Let it rock out.
Whatever she wanted.
Yeah. I just be worried about the Karens, the little soccer moms that, you know, think they know too much.
I have a few of them, but it's Black History Month. I love my people, but we could be our worst enemy sometimes. It really could be.
Shout out to Black History Month. Right, any
shout out to Black History Month. Yeah, for
real. Any final tips for me? Any final pieces of advice for a dad with a little black girl with crazy
mind
hair?
Your business.
Mind my business. I'm with it.
Yes.
And let her celebrate her hair however she feels comfortable. Listen to her with her hair. I think that's real important. My mom never did that to me. And just, you know, celebrate her. That's it. You'll be good.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, break the generational curses, because the black mom sometimes could be
tragic.
Because what happened with them, like, because it happened to them, it's like they pass it on to the kid, and then it's passing it on. Like, I find myself sometimes, like, no, this is wrong. Like, I didn't like when my mom did this, so I'm not going to do that to her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, sit your ass down. Like, I shouldn't be doing that. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, definitely, I'll say break the generational curses. Get her hair done, or let her rock out. Like we said, you know, rock out however she feels. If the Karens say something, then let them say something. But, you know, we don't want her feeling bad either. But I feel like let her rock out. But also, get her hair done too.
I'm gonna start making these salon appointments.
Diva style.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be my involvement. I'm gonna take a page out of Annie's, you know, dude's playbook and just
take that. Like, not my dude, but go ahead.
Word. She was fast on that one. Like, yeah, let's fix that.
Not mine. Right. Somebody else's.
We just share the same child.
Before we get out of here, tell everybody where they can find you, where they can find your podcast, or where they can link up with you on social media. Whoever want to go first. I ain't going to pick this time.
I'll go, since I never got to do it the first time. Hello, I'm Amron. You can follow me on Instagram at opulenceradio01. And also, according to the number 2, This Black Girl on Instagram and Locked In with just the N.
Yay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I gotta get that. All I got is the first
locked
one.
Locked In.
Get the according to.
I ain't got Locked In.
Or the Locked In.
Yeah, okay. Man, and they got to check out the book too. We're gonna have to sit. Me and Chef Elise gonna have to sit and read the book next time we have our visit. So
I just ordered both of them too.
Yes, tell me if she likes it. Thank you.
I'm off the loop. Send me the links. Hold up. Send me the links.
I got you, Jay Mo.
Well, you know what's good? It's your girl Jay Mo, Psychopath. You can follow me on Instagram, Psychopath Podcast. Facebook, Psychopath Jay Mo, and you can check me out every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, iHeart, Annie. Am I leaving anything out? Because I feel like you always save me.
No, nope, that's it. That's it. You did good.
Oh, that's it.
You did good.
Thank you. So, yeah, hit me up on there.
Or just Google her shit. That's it.
You could Google me, I guess. I'm still not. Modest.
Whatever, man. Anyway, it's your girl, Savagely Humble, host of It's a Hard Not Life podcast. You can catch me live on YouTube and Facebook every Friday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. 8:30 p.m. Eastern, guys. Not Central, not Mountain, not Pacific, but Eastern. Okay, figure out your time zone. Nah. but I am, you can search It's a Hard Night Life on all social medias, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and I'm on all streaming platforms. Or as my man Ross say, Google me, bitch.
I just had to add something real quick. I had a work from home job last year, and I just found out Mountain Time was really a thing.
That's crazy. Oh, wait, hold on.
I'm like, what's MT, Montana? I'm like, what?
Hold on,
I did not know. They only taught us three.
Oh, goodness, it's four.
Three time zones.
Let me tap one more in. I forgot.
I did not know that.
I'm on Pandora now, too. Whoa.
That's what's up.
Okay.
I feel like that was a shot at me, Annie, because I'd be the one that's always fucking up time zones. Don't know where nobody is. Yeah, exactly.
It was.
I don't know where nobody is, when they show start.
Me and Flynn was going back and forth one day. Last week, matter of fact. He like, no, yeah. Ain't you? I'm like, no. And when I told him, I hit him up, I said, our time. He like, ain't you Eastern? I said, our time, boy. Me and you on the same time zone.
Cause I be trying to do my little detective work. I be trying to do my little detective work, see if I can figure shit out on my own. And I be looking at people's Facebook stuff. Oh, they in Atlanta. Okay, that's Eastern time. Nah, mm-hmm. I'm not in Atlanta. That's just what Facebook say. Like, don't worry about where I'm at, nigga. Like,
no, but I'm not in Atlanta.
No, but you're in DC. You should know that though. I mean, DC is Eastern.
No,
so
yeah, I'm in Texas now.
So. I got what he's saying though, because my page say Atlanta, and I'm not in Atlanta. So you definitely think that for sure.
Well, like I said, y'all knew it was a mountain, so.
Hey, I appreciate y'all for coming through and lending me, you know, your sage advice. I'm going to take that to heart. For those listening, please hit up my merch store, whatistws.com/store. Check out the merch. It is still hoodie season. It's a coupon code, hoodie season, HOODIESZN. We'll get you 20% off your order. I think I got dope merch in there. All proceeds go toward me taking Chef Elise to Disneyland or some shit like that. Or getting her hair done. Yeah,
getting her hair done, for sure.
Yeah, y'all go cop shirts. That means I can make more salon appointments.
So he get them salon appointments lit. He can have them booked out in the
van. I already got two.
Yes.
For sure.
Shout out to J-Mo. Appreciate the support.
Oh, I felt like that was a shot at us too, Amron, because we ain't got one yet.
Not at all.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I give away more shirts than people actually buy.
It's a lot of options.
Yeah, that's how that game goes.
Yeah, he gave my first one was free. My first one was free.
Oh, okay, so that
means. But the second one I bought.
that means I'm about to send Flynn my address so I can get my free shirt.
For sure.
I definitely bought the second one, and I will be buying the rest of them. But, you know, I was highly appreciative of the first free one. I said, damn, I was just expecting the 20% off. I didn't know that. When I did the code, shit just said $0.
Yeah, I would have known you was only expecting the 20% off. Like, if I'd have known that.
But see, I spent the block. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Oh, no, I definitely
got to support my people. Because y'all support me so much, and I really appreciate it. So I got to support any way I can. That's why I send me those links, because I didn't know nothing about them.
We's a family, and we's going to stay as a family.
That's it.
That's how we rock.
That part.
But
I love it.
Until we speak again, y'all be safe, be easy, be the light. And know this, if you know nothing else, Black women experience trauma with their hair on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking love you.
Mm-hmm.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, the finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then, you might realize it later.
Love.